We're doing Mishnayot Megillah. We know that on Purim, the Jewish people had a great victory on the day before Purim, on the 13th of Adar, and they instituted, together with the men of the Great Assembly and Esther, they instituted the holiday of Purim. Now on this holiday, they instituted, on the day that we rested from our war, they instituted that we give Mishloach Manot, we give food to a friend, we give charity to two poor people, and we read the Megillah. Now technically the Megillah should be read on the 14th, but being that in the city of Shushan they were granted another day for their war, so the rabbis of the day, to commemorate that special miracle that they were granted another day in the capital to annihilate the Amalek, those anti-Semites that were plotting to annihilate us, so that was an unusual miracle. The sages saw that as an unusual miracle. So to commemorate that, they instituted that the cities that are walled will read on the 15th.
Wait, what does meaning that mean? That the
major war was on the 13th. All over the world, the Jews went to war on the 13th and won. In the city of Shushan, they were granted another day, the 14th, where they also went to war.
Okay, this has to be explained a little more. What is this war that's happening all over
the
world?
What was this war? So, all over the world, there were anti-Semites who were getting their swords and bows and everything ready to have a massive pogrom on this day, the 13th of Adar, as Haman had decided. And then, when the tables were turned, Haman sent out a letter saying, whoever wants to kill any Jew, it has the king's backing. Achshverosh ruled the world at the time, has the king's backing, and his men will back him, and we could have a massive pogrom on the 13th of Adar and annihilate the Jewish people. There will be no remnant of the Jewish people after the 13th.
This is necessary because they didn't have a large enough army. I mean, like, the Jews weren't exactly...
That was the plan. Now, when the tables were overturned and Ahasuerus approved a changing of the decree, so the decree was worded the other way. All the enemies of the Jews who wanted to kill them may be killed on this 13th. So Chazal have on tradition that the Jews sat there with genealogy records and they figured out who was Amalek, and they took advantage of that war to do what they can to get rid of Haman and Amalek and whoever was on the enemy side ready plotting to annihilate the Jews. Now on the 13th, Esther came before the king and Ahasuerus said to her, look what the Jews did. They killed so many people in my capital and so many people throughout the country. And Malach came and smacked him across the face, and he said, and they hung Haman and his 10 sons, and what else would you like, my wonderful queen? So that was miraculous, because he was so upset. He said, so many of my subjects were killed. And suddenly he had a change of heart, and he said, and what else can I do for you? So Esther, so he's asking her, what's she going to say? She said, well, up here in the capital, there are more Amalekim, there are more people who are plotting how they can figure out a way of destroying the Jews. Let us get rid of them too. So Ahasuerus gave approval for another day. And on that day, on the 14th, in Shushan alone, the Jews were granted license to get rid. And in Shushan alone, they killed a few hundred Amalekim.
They were warriors too? They were fighting battles? How many Jews were there anyway?
I don't know. Doesn't say. Uh-huh. So the fact that we won this on the 13th, and then we rested on the 14th, no one took revenge from us on the 14th. On the 14th, we were able to rest. No one took revenge from us on the 15th in Shushan. We were able to rest. So we celebrate those days of resting. The 14th and the 15th are the days of celebration. On the 14th is the regular Purim. That's when we rested from the wars throughout the country. And on the 15th, the sages said, we will institute that the cities that are walled will celebrate what's called Shushan Purim, because in the city of Shushan, they were granted another day to get rid of the enemies. Now,
what's the correlation between Shushan and all the walled cities?
Oh, so the sages said, this is a miracle in Chutz Laaretz. Ordinarily in Chutz Laaretz, we don't do any commemoration for miracles. So they said, we have to have some connection to the land of Israel. And anyways, if we honor the city of Shushan, we're honoring the capital of Chutz Laaretz, and we're forgetting Jerusalem. There will be no commemoration of this miracle here in Purim. So they said, we have to honor Jerusalem. How can we honor Jerusalem? We'll treat Jerusalem as though it was walled. How can we treat Jerusalem as though it was walled? Well, we have mitzvahs in the Torah called Batei Orech Omer. There are special laws of sales of land within a city that was walled from the days of Yoshua bin Nun. So the sages said, in order to honor Jerusalem and give it status like a built city, we will say that in commemoration of this miracle, we will say that whatever city has been walled from the times of Yoshua bin Nun, just like the biblical law, that there are special laws of sale and special holiness for walled cities. Walled cities have special holiness. A Mitzorah has to leave a walled city. A person that has Tzaraas can't go within a walled city. So they said, we will gauge the cities based upon those cities that have been walled since Joshua. So those cities were given walled city status. So they said, we'll commemorate the miracle by celebrating Purim. The regular cities celebrate on the 14th, and the cities that have been walled since Yeshua celebrate on the 15th.
Aside from Jerusalem, which cities are included?
Well, Prague, there were cities that were walled from the days of Yeshua.
This is like all over the world.
All over the world.
These walled cities. Which ones are in Israel?
The Gemara enumerates them. The Pesukim in Yeshua enumerate them.
It was Akko, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Jaffa? Was that Jaffa was there from the time of Yeshua, I think?
The Pesukim in Yeshua enumerate them, yeah.
Okay.
So our Mishnah, which we will begin Bezrat Hashem next time, focuses on Jericho, right? Focuses on the cities, on the capacity to read on other dates. The 14th and 15th are days that are normal. We always read on the 14th in every city, and on the 15th in the walled cities. But Chazal gave us capacity to read on other dates. We'll pick up with that Bezrat Hashem next time.